Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections Podcast. I am your host, Ruth Adams, and I am thrilled that you are joining me for this episode of the podcast today. If you do not know me, I have been married to my husband, Matt, for 20 years, and I am the mother to 7 children. Our oldest daughter is away at college, and Matt and I are busy homeschooling our 6 children still at home. Home education is near and dear to my heart as I was homeschooled back in the vintage days of the movement and have 40 years of experience with homeschooling. It is always a privilege for me to come on the podcast and share with you about my legacy in home education, and I have also written a book on the topic. That book is titled Legacy Reflections of a Homeschooled Homeschooling Mama and is available on Amazon through the Family Renewal Bookstore and through Sony Elise Books. Well, it is the week before Thanksgiving, and today we are going to talk about making preparations for an intentional Thanksgiving celebration. I have found that I have to be very intentional with the holidays if I want to make them Christ-centered. Otherwise, the hustle and bustle of all the work can just overwhelm me, and I can easily lose focus of the things that are most important. So really what I want to do today is just to help us think about some creative ways of really making our Thanksgiving celebration a time of giving thanks to the Lord for His blessings and mercies towards us. Now, I have noticed that the culture has almost pushed Thanksgiving off the calendar. This year especially, I noticed that most of the stores were full on decorated for Christmas immediately after Halloween. And honestly, I see very little in the way of decorations or advertisements for Thanksgiving. Now, growing up, it was always our tradition to celebrate Thanksgiving and then to decorate for Christmas. And it definitely seems to me that society is changing and that the stores are decorated for Christmas and playing Christmas music way before Thanksgiving Day. So I'm trying to process all of this and figure out how I feel about it. On the one hand, I understand the desire to decorate before the madness of December hits. It seems like December is just such a busy time of the year, and it's really hard to decorate for Christmas and also just enjoy the Christmas season with all of the parties and festivities and events and programs and all of that, and to get ready for Christmas, Christmas cards, Christmas presents, and to do all of this in the month of December. So I understand the desire to get the decorating done earlier. But my problem is just that I see such a huge emphasis on Halloween and almost no focus on Thanksgiving. And what I do see in regard to Thanksgiving seems to have a lot to do with turkey, pumpkin pie, football, and Black Friday sales. So as a whole, I do not see culture really humbling itself before the Maker of heaven and earth and giving grateful thanks for the mercies of the Lord. And that's what I think Thanksgiving really needs to be, a time where we are giving thanks before the Lord. I adore the Christmas season, but it is also sad to me that it is so over the top commercialized. I love the holidays, but as a Christian, it's my heart's desire to really make a concerted effort to not miss the heart of gratitude in the holidays and in Thanksgiving, to not lose the giving thanks part. In Christmas, to not miss the true adoration of our Savior. Again, with all the busyness and expectations of this year, I think that if we're going to really be gospel-centered and Christ-centered in our holidays, then we will have to be very intentional. It's just a busy time of the year and a lot is going on. And so it takes intentionality to plan to give thanks and to plan to adore the Savior. So on today's episode of the podcast, I want to share a few ideas for making Thanksgiving a special time that draws our families close to the Lord. Perhaps you already implement some of these ideas, and maybe some of these ideas will be new to you. Also, there can be so many great ideas, and we never can do everything every year. So this isn't meant to stress us out or to put burdens on us that we need to do all these things. It's just to help us to think about some things that we could implement. Maybe one year we implement a few, and another year we implement a different variety of ideas and traditions, but just to help us think, what can we do to cultivate hearts of gratitude during the Thanksgiving season? So I hope that these ideas just can help us to embrace the heart of what Thanksgiving should be all about. Our scripture passage for this podcast episode is Psalm 100, which is not very long, but is a great passage as we gear up for Thanksgiving next week. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations." Well, I want to share a few quotes about Thanksgiving that I have found that I think are really good and powerful. One is by John Piper. He said, "Thanksgiving with the mouth stirs up thankfulness in the heart." And then listen to this one by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. "It is only with gratitude that life becomes rich." And then R.C. Sproul said, "God doesn't want us to just feel gratitude, but for us to show it by giving thanks to God with our lives." I know that I want my children to remember Thanksgiving as more than just a fun day of feasting. The feasting and the family time and traditions are wonderful, but I really want for Thanksgiving to be a day of setting our gaze on Christ and giving him thanks and blessing his name. I've put together a list of some ideas for leading our families towards gratefulness on Thanksgiving Day. And I would also love to hear any ideas that you have or special traditions you have found meaningful in your family. Hearing from my listeners always blesses and encourages me. So please, if you have something you would like to share, you can leave me comments on my blog at legacyhomeschoolreflections.com and on Facebook at Legacy Homeschool Reflections. So here are some ideas that I want to share with you as we prepare for Thanksgiving next week. One idea would be that leading up to Thanksgiving Day, you might want to consider creating a Thanksgiving chain, much like a traditional Christmas paper chain. And this could be done out of festive fall patterned papers, and you could write things you are grateful for on the inside of each link. Then each day you could tear off a link and read aloud things that the family members have listed that they are grateful for. Also, I love this idea. You could consider creating a thankful Thanksgiving tablecloth. How this would work is you could provide fabric markers and probably a cream-colored or a white-colored tablecloth, and family members could do things like write down things that they are thankful for, write down Bible verses that have to do with gratitude and thanksgiving, and little ones could even trace their handprints and put their names in the years. And this tablecloth could be added to each year. What a treasure this would be for years to come. So this could be done leading up to Thanksgiving, or it could be something that is done on Thanksgiving Day. And similarly, I saw an idea online where you could take a pumpkin and write around the pumpkin from the top to the bottom, just a running list of things to be grateful for. You might consider starting the list early on before Thanksgiving Day, and perhaps you want to just kind of add to the list leading up to Thanksgiving, and then maybe read everything that is written on the pumpkin on Thanksgiving Day. Now, last year, our church had a special Thanksgiving meal on a Sunday just leading up to Thanksgiving, and a paper tree was taped onto the wall of the gym where the meal was held. And a basket of paper leaves was on the floor in front of the paper tree. And the children were able to write down something they were thankful for on a paper leaf and then tape it on the tree. And it was just so fun to see what the children had written and to see those leaves being taped all over the tree branches. And you could certainly create a Thanksgiving or a gratitude tree in your house during the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving Day. And an alternate way of doing a Thanksgiving tree would be to bring in a small tree or some branches from outside and tie paper leaves onto the stems. The month of November can be a great time for us mamas to read Thanksgiving stories to our children, and I would encourage you to collect good Thanksgiving stories to add to your bookshelves that will tell the story of the pilgrims and the way that God provided for their needs. So many secular books have removed the stories of God's providential hand in history, and so look for stories that talk about what God did, stories of the pilgrims and Squanto and God's provision for them when they were starving and how they took time to give thanks to God. I have tried to find some of the older books about Thanksgiving for our library shelves because typically it seems that the older books tend to give more acknowledgement to God and His providence in history. And certainly, in this day of the internet, we are blessed to be able to find all kinds of free color sheets and crafts online. So you might want to copy off some of these free resources for your little ones leading up to Thanksgiving. It's also fun to have a craft or a coloring table for Thanksgiving Day to keep the little people busy while food preparations are being made. Now, another idea would be to read Psalm 100 that I just read a little while ago, to read it as a family on Thanksgiving, where it talks about entering into His court, His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. This is a way of reading a passage that will prepare your family's hearts to begin thinking about giving thanks to the Lord and coming before Him with that gratitude. But Psalm 100 is just one example of many passages in Scripture that you could read to just prepare hearts to give gratitude to the Lord. And another idea would be to have family members come to the table with a Bible verse that they would like to share concerning gratitude and giving thanks. You know, to let your family members know ahead of time, we're going to share Bible verses, so please come prepared with a Bible verse, and we're going to share these verses with one another as a family. And I like that idea because it will require the family members to get into the Word of God and to choose that verse that is meaningful to them. And that way they are already thinking towards this idea of giving thanks. So another idea would be that you could have a Thanksgiving candlelight experience around your table before the meal. It could work similar to a Christmas Eve candlelight service where each person is given an unlit candle. So one person would light their candle and share something that they are grateful for, and then light the next person's candle. And then that person would share something that they are grateful for, and so on, until everyone around the table has lighted their candle. And you could use battery-operated candles for the little people so that they could, you know, safely participate. And I think that preparing the family that you would like for them to come dressed nicely for the Thanksgiving meal is a special idea. This may not suit your family, but our clothing often affects our behavior. So if we are just coming sloppily dressed, our demeanor may be sloppy, And if we have been intentional to dress nicely, we are more likely to be more intentional in our behavior. I think the point is that we're wanting to create a special family mealtime and a special memory. And we're coming before the Lord with intentionality to worship Him and give Him thanks. So certainly how we dress for the Thanksgiving meal is not a matter of right or wrong. This is not a gospel issue. I'm not making this a rule or a law. I'm just saying it's something to think about. It's a suggestion that you want to maybe think about making the occasion more special and more intentional. So I think that maybe our hearts and minds are maybe more geared this way if we've taken the time to groom ourselves and to dress for a special occasion. Now, this may suit some families and some families maybe not at all, and that's perfectly all right. It's just something to think about. And I think it can be so special to have a song or a hymn of praise before the meal begins. So sometimes in our family, we will stand around the table and sing a hymn before our meal, even on a normal dinner night. And Thanksgiving would be a fitting time to sing praises to the Lord before enjoying the blessing of the Thanksgiving feast. You might even want to print out this special song and let it be part of the table decor. You could print it out with a pretty font on pretty paper. That way everybody has the song lyrics right in front of them. And then the song or the hymn could be followed by the family holding hands and praying a prayer of gratitude to the Lord. And I was thinking about some good suggestions for a song or a hymn. And these songs came to mind. Give thanks with a grateful heart. My heart is filled with thankfulness by the Gettys. The doxology. Great is thy faithfulness. And I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. There are many other great songs of thanksgiving and gratitude. So these are just a few suggestions. And one thing that we have done before is to have a sort of a guessing game before we eat our Thanksgiving feast. And the way this has worked for our family is that each member of our family will write down something that they are thankful for on a little piece of paper or a 3x5 card. And then one person will read the cards one at a time. And as the cards are read, the family members try to guess who wrote which card. And additionally, you could keep a book where you have a running log of what each member of the family is thankful for each year. And this would be a fun way and a special, memorable way to look back upon what people shared in years to come. Well, these have been some ideas just to help us think intentionally about how we can lead our families towards more faith and more gratitude this Thanksgiving 2019. And there are so many more great ideas that people have about how to build family traditions and cultivate grateful hearts. But I hope that some of what I have shared here today has been encouraging to you. And as I said earlier in the podcast, I would love to hear ways that you are endeavoring to make Thanksgiving meaningful in your family. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you find this podcast to be encouraging, would you consider sharing about it with your friends or on your social media pages? That is a powerful way you can help me to get the word out about the podcast, and I so appreciate your help in that. I will close out this episode with a quote by the late Warren W. Wiersbe, who said, "The Christian who walks with the Lord and keeps constant communion with Him will see many reasons for rejoicing and thanksgiving all day long." Dear ladies, may the Lord grant us grateful hearts that we may rejoice and give thanks to Him. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Goodbye for now.